Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sounds of spring. Cricket? You know, what does a frog sound? Ribbit, right? Isn't that what the frogs do? Do ribbit? I didn't really realize how badly the population of frogs was being hurt by the... there are a lot of different birds around. Did you know that? That are eating the frogs this year? A frog is an endangered species in some areas. Good heavens. All right, well, how's that for good news in this hour as we start another hour of the DJV program? Wednesday, the 7th of April is upon us, so we have a week behind us. This is a strong week, not a weak week, but a strong week weather-wise. How is it, Jay Kirshner, down in Nashville, the wild weather that has moved across from, actually, they had some really crazy weather on Monday in Salt Lake, and it moved across into the upper Midwest, down through the Mid-South. Are you feeling any the severe weather and the wildfire danger, too, that goes with that? So how is that affecting you at all?
No wildfires and no storms yet, but it is supposed to get pretty nasty at some point today. Yesterday, yeah, it was chilly in the morning, and then, I mean, that sun, I mean, you spend 5 minutes outside, and you're like, I'm sunburnt. Why?
Yeah, the UV index was 5 yesterday, which is kind of high for this time.
Yeah, and the pollen, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, The pollen's really rushing in. Golf ball-size hail, though, in some of these areas. Minnesota had some really wild stuff. So it's the time of year when everything there's a clash and there's a collapse of this storm center and this one builds up. And so just look out for it. Be aware. It's awareness time on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. All right, so Jennifer, you're usually pretty well up on the situation with Derek Chauvin, all of the things that are being said by people that are members of the Minneapolis Police Department. You have sort of a frame here as to, I think the doctor yesterday testified who tried to save Floyd's life. Was there some of that going on? Who's saying what about
it?
It was a couple days. Okay, all right.
This was yesterday. The big story was about someone who was an instructor for the police and about how officers are trained to use certain holds. And according to police officials who testified yesterday, they said that he was not trained, or that he was trained on how to defuse situations, and he was taught to avoid neck pressure. That was the testimony of the Minneapolis Police Force Lieutenant Johnny Mercel, and he testified as part of the effort by prosecutors this week to dismantle the argument that Chauvin was acting within his training, because that was kind of the message.
That's a big buzzword, right? We keep hearing about that. The training. Yeah.
And there's been a back and forth between prosecution and defense. There has been, so the one thing that I picked out yesterday, I've been listening to this, and this is the only thing that I can kind of think of. Over the last 2 days of testimony, this has been the buzzword. This has been the word that has stuck out to me. And they say a conscious neck hold. Now, it seems to me, and I don't know, I'm not a police officer expert. I was not part of training in Minneapolis. But what I've just gathered as Jennifer Horn, average citizen, is that the chokehold is allowed in Minneapolis, but they keep saying like conscious chokehold. So what I think that means is that they can use it on conscious people. But I think what is constituting the overuse is that there's arguments that towards the end of that chokehold that George Floyd was no longer conscious. And at that point, that's when Chauvin should have lifted the hold to try to make sure to see if he was still, you know, out of control or if he was conscious or not. And he did not do that. So I think that's one of the words that I've heard a lot of, because there have been, you know, the prosecution and the defense are kind of poking holes in each other's story, saying, well, yes, a chokehold is legal. No, it's not legal. And I keep hearing them say conscious. So I think that might be, and that's just my opinion in listening to all this, that might be the line of demarcation that, when it is legal and when it's not. So they were talking about that. They were talking about the training a lot yesterday. The people that I've heard from and talked to just in my own life say that what probably should have happened, because the chokehold is used more than just keeping the officer safe. It's supposed to be used to keep, if you can believe it, the suspects from hurting themselves when they're believed to be either on drugs or mentally impaired or whatever. So they use that chokehold to try to prevent the suspects from actually hurting themselves more than even the officers, despite how it looks. A lot of people that I know that work with police in training say that the chokehold was appropriate at the beginning, but what you're supposed to do is constantly let up on it to see if they're still struggling or if they've been subdued from it. If they've been subdued, you're supposed to put them in custody, put them in the back of the car, the call is over. But if you're not, I mean, the 9 minutes, that's what shocks everybody, right? Yeah. When we watch this and we go, it's going on and on and on and on.
And he's not moving, Chauvin's not moving or checking, he's just there with the knee. It seemed very consistent. It didn't seem, and I didn't watch all 9 minutes because it's too disturbing, to be honest. But
very disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know how many times, and that would, I'm sure it'll come up. How many times did he let up to check on his breathing and
The bottom line. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just think the bottom line with the murder. This is just from a jury's perspective, and again, without the emotion of what we watch and how awful and disturbing that video is, they're going to have to decide whether or not he died because of an overdose or did he die because of the knee to his neck.
Right.
And what the defense has going to for them is that there's no bruising or swelling on the neck of George Floyd, and that there is. That asphyxia can either come from being choked to death by a knee, or it can come from getting no oxygen because of an overdose. That's the hard thing for the jurors, because they're going to have to figure that out, and they're going to have to be sure of it, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that he did this, because we're talking about a murder charge. So I think that's number one. There's no doubt, I don't think, in anybody's mind, who's a reasonable thinker, that listening to this testimony or just watching the video, that Chauvin should have been, he's a veteran. He should have been, even if he was going by the book in his mind, he should have been aware of the optics, and he was not. So clearly something was going on with him, whether that was negligence, whether that was intentional, I don't know. But again, that's another question to weigh, not maybe by the jury, but by, you know, by popular opinions who are watching all of this.
I want to, speaking of watching.
Hold on, Victoria had something to say.
There are two other things that stuck out to me yesterday from this one testimony from Lieutenant Johnny Mercil. One of the things was that, like Jen said, neck restraints are allowed, but it's only supposed to be while the suspect is actively resisting. As soon as the suspect is in handcuffs, the neck hold is supposed to stop. We saw that George Floyd was in handcuffs the whole time. The other thing that he said, which I also thought was interesting, he said that as soon as a suspect is handcuffed and they're laying on their stomach on the ground, that suspect is supposed to be moved and flipped to their side because it's very difficult to breathe when you're laying on your stomach and when your hands are tied behind your back. So part of the excessive force is, why didn't Chauvin move him off of his stomach, because he stayed there the entire time? Then he had the additional knee on the neck while he was already handcuffed. He was not actively resisting arrest. These are all the things that they're taught to do. And this testimony from Lieutenant Mercil, he said that the use of force needs to be proportional to the threat. Well, we saw for at least 8.5 minutes, at least 8 minutes, that George Floyd was just laying there doing absolutely nothing with his hands behind his back, handcuffed, completely under custody, and not resisting at all. And yet all of those excessive means were still being used. So right. I don't know if that's what killed him, but Jen's right. We're going to have some sort of reckoning with how he did that.
So from my perspective, what I'm wondering is what's going to change when it comes to requirements when the police intervene in something like this around the country, not just in Minneapolis, but what will change in police methodology And I'm also wondering about the family, because the family of George Floyd, and I guess the family of Derek Chauvin, all these people that are there that are watching this, got to be a difficult experience for everybody, kind of traumatizing.
Yeah.
And then the other side of it is how the rest of the world is perceiving this, because for whatever reason, this seems to have captured the imagination of lots of people, not only in our country, but around the world. And so maybe it's a, well, I don't know. I'm not going to speculate on why it is that it has caught that much attention.
Yeah, and I don't really think it matters. I mean, we have to let our justice system play out, what the rest of the world. I mean, you've got to let the system of justice
that we have. That's just an anecdotal wonder, Jennifer.
Play out. Yeah, as far as the family of George Floyd is there, usually sitting outside the courtroom, not oftentimes inside. And I don't think the family of Derek Chauvin has really been there, I think probably for harassment and safety reasons. I mean, I can't imagine if you get an angry mob in Minneapolis around.
Yeah.
His wife, I mean, she's dead. They'll kill her. So
They divorced, right? As soon as this happened, she filed for divorce.
I think they were already splitting
or
something like that. Yeah. So I can't imagine that there's too much family from him, just for safety concerns. But I don't know. It's tough to relive over and over and over.
Oh, yeah. And that sort of sounds like what we're doing here, in a manner of speaking. Every day you bring up the new stuff, but the old stuff surfaces because that's part of the testimony. And you know, so you're getting all the perspectives, all the angles, and it's, for me, I've had enough, frankly.
I guess what they said, and to Victoria's point before, I think we all have, but to Victoria's point about how the handcuffs go, that they're supposed to be put them in custody, that's absolutely true. What was poked, the story that they poked into with that last week, is that they said he was moving his legs so much that that's why one of the officers who said this wasn't in his training should have put him in the car. He said, well, what about the fact that he was moving his legs around? And then he said, well, yeah, maybe they'd leave him in that chokehold. So that's how they're trying to, I mean, that's the job of a defense, right? You give one story and the defense comes and says, well, what about? So it's the back and forth.
What about those people who are looking for a healthy way to lose weight? To change the subject, yes, please, let's do that. Safe Weight Loss, thy name is Calitrin. Calotrimb. Weight loss formula that comes to you free of stimulants, free of drugs, free of gluten, free of anything that's not natural. The recurring plans that people get onto to lose weight. Great. Okay, so you go so far, you lose the weight, and then the question comes to you, how am I going to keep it off? And the answer is simply the same word I just used, the noun, the word for the product. It's called Calitrin, and it works to keep the weight off. There's a 45-day sort of waiting period. Once your body gets used to having the collagen protein, the digestive enzymes that are the main part of the formula of Calitrin, it goes to work. There's no competition for this because there's nothing like it on the market. And because we're talking about marketing something that's healthy weight loss, go to toploss.com, their website. The sale product that you get from using the DJV code is basically a BOGO deal. Buy one and get one free. So both you and your spouse can be losing weight and keeping it off at the same time. Pretty good deal. You don't have to sacrifice your health to lose weight. Let's keep it off. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Take my word for it. It works well. The word of millions of people that have done it, thousands of people, there are testimonials all over the website. Toploss.com. On checkout, use the DJV code. Not only do you get one for one, but you also don't have to pay for shipping. That's Toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Pro frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Three half the hour now on a Monday. Did I say Monday? No, please. Well, it's the start of another day. It's the start of Wednesday. So it's Monday if you like Wednesday, or Wednesday if you like Monday. 7th of April. This is the DJV program. Doug and Jen and Jay and Victoria, the J's, the V's, the D's are here with trending items, including a trip to Disneyland. What can you do? Where will you go? The parks are opening. Let's sing our way into that right after this. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com. So you want me to sing, It's a Small World After All? Everybody like that or not?
No.
That is one of the worst earwig songs to ever get.
Yeah.
Really?
An earwig? I love the ride.
Earwig? Is that what you call it? Earwig.
Earwig?
Song. Earwig. I haven't heard that expression before. All right, never mind. We won't dig into that for now. Let's find out which rides will and won't be open when the park opens April 30. That seems to be trending. A lot of people want to go back to Disneyland, Disney World, Disney this, Disney that. So what are they doing to rip people off now?
So April 30th is going to be when Disneyland opens back up. And there's just kind of a short list of some rides that will not be open.
So is this the same, Disneyland is California.
California,
and
yes.
Disney World is Florida. Yeah. Are they both doing the same thing? They are.
No, right. Just open. Disney World's been open for like
World only shut down for 4 months.
Right.
All right. All right.
So Disneyland, pretty much any of the rides that are indoors are going to be shut down. The Star Wars one is going to have an altered line, so that one, it's going to be like a virtual line. So that one's still going to remain open. Some of them are just doing some renovation, and that's why they're closed. The Jungle Cruise, that's one that's famously being renovated because they're removing some culturally insensitive depictions. Other ones are just kind of closed for being refurbished.
What is culturally? Let's have an example of that. Culturally insensitive, what?
Some of the characters, like some of the native characters, might be seen as more savages, and they're just kind of trying to give a little bit of an update to represent everybody.
But anyway, that would be the safest ride if they weren't worried about that. That would be about the safest ride at Disneyland. It's all outdoors. Some of the rides that are opening, even though they say no indoor rides, Indiana Jones, the Haunted Mansion, they're all indoor rides.
You know what?
And then Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Oh, go ahead.
No, well, the list is, I'm looking at the list here of all the stuff, and then I come back to thinking about how much there actually is at Disney, whether it's Disneyland, Disney World, the stuff that's there that they've created, the voyages, the expositions, the playhouses.
I just want to know, what the heck is the Chippendale Treehouse? Is that shirtless dudes in a tree? Like, what is that?
Yes, it is right next to the Thunder from Down Under.
Those are chipmunks. What's the matter with you?
When I think of Chippendale, I think of, you know, hot naked guys. I'm sorry.
This is the problem. Chippendale.
And one of the really beloved, the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, where kids can go get, like, their Disney Prince and Princess makeover, that's going to be altered where they're not doing the makeovers, but it will still be open for merchandise purchases. And then all of the restaurants are open, but some will have a kind of a modified menu.
Yeah. All right. For those of you who want to take a trip out to Anaheim, help yourself. The flights are going crazy as far as what it costs, so save your money. 28 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automated tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial e-crate offering. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners flew out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. Knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp rips Major League Baseball on Fox News for discrepancy after moving the All-Star Game out of Atlanta.
The All-Star Game from a city that's, you know, or a metro area that's 51% African-American to a metro area that's 10% African-American that has less early voting days than Georgia has. They have 15. We have 17.
A follow-up on a surveillance video that captured violence in Manhattan last week, where a 65-year-old Asian woman on her way to church was viciously beaten by a complete stranger. The building workers who stood idly by as the woman was brutally attacked are out of a job. They were fired. NYPD is reporting 38-year-old Brandon Elliott has been charged with hate crimes. Attorneys general from Texas and Louisiana on Tuesday took the Biden administration to court, alleging that it is refusing to take custody of illegal immigrants convicted of serious crimes. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Future National Football League Hall of Famer Tom Brady is doing more than winning Super Bowls these days. The seven-time champion is also trying to become a winner in the business world. According to a representative for TB12, Brady is launching an NFT called Autograph. Autograph will bring together some of the world's most iconic names and brands to create and launch NFTs, or non-fungible token. NFT is a unique digital asset managed on blockchain that you're able to buy, sell, trade, and own. The CDC has released the latest on the number of Americans who have received the COVID-19 vaccine. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, John Clemens reports.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, reports on the progress.
To date, more than 106 million people have received at least one dose, and more than 61.4 million, or 18.5%, are fully vaccinated.
Dr. Walensky tells us she knows about the frustration of many Americans to get past this pandemic.
I understand that people are tired and that they are ready for this pandemic to be over, as am I. Please continue to hang in there and to continue to do the things that we know prevent the spread of the virus.
While the state of Michigan now leads the United States with new COVID-19 cases, Canada is facing a very serious third wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Tuesday that the country's most populous province is struggling to respond to rising infections and hospitalizations. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
COVID. Yes, we're the leaders when it comes to info about the COVID situation. So we continue in that vein. Wednesday, the 7th of April on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Of course, sometimes we are confused. Why would we not be? We're human beings. Sometimes we're happy. Sometimes we're not so happy. Sometimes it sounds like we came ready to hit it on all cylinders, sometimes not, because we, again, are human beings created quite well, I think. We're all this is not a mistake. This program is not a mistake. All of these components, the Jennifer, the Victoria, the Jay component with me, are all, we came together because we were supposed to come together. And we talk about the things that we feel strongly about. Even though I seem to be the one who wants to be on top of COVID more than the ladies do, it kind of is like there. Sometimes these things, when they stay on the top of the conversation calendar, because we're so close to it, we get tired of talking about it. But yet there's nuance here. For example, Joe Biden has moved the deadline up, right? For everybody getting vaccinated, isn't that true, by a couple of weeks?
That is true. Yep. So he announced on Tuesday that the eligibility for U.S. adults will now be on April 19th, which is almost 2 weeks sooner than his initial goal, which was May 1st.
So obviously it doesn't mean everyone, it doesn't mean the availability is going to happen. You're still going to probably have to jockey for an appointment depending on your state. If you're in a state like New Jersey, it's a little bit tougher. Other states, you know, they have more openings. So, but everyone will be available or eligible from April 19th on. 75% of those who are 65 and older have gotten at least one shot, which is good news. More than half of them are actually already fully vaccinated, also good news. And so the administration was sending a message to seniors who some seniors have been waiting to see maybe what happens with reactions or whatever. But at this point, if you are a senior or if you have someone who's a loved one who's a senior and you want them to get the vaccine, tell them to do it immediately before April 19th because they are eligible now. And when the floodgates open on the 19th, it might be even harder to get an appointment. So that's number one. Number two. There is a new study in the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology that will appear today. And so there's a new study on Pfizer and Moderna, those vaccines and the side effects. Luckily, nothing is permanent. So they've got measles-like rashes, shingles. Those things are very rare, but thankfully very brief. Usually they have cleared up within about 7 days. But you can even get things like COVID toes. Have you guys heard of COVID toes?
Ew, no.
Okay, so these are some of the odd skin reactions. So COVID toes are like red inflamed toes. And some people who actually had COVID last year, that was one of the symptoms that doctors were reporting. You know, like red inflamed eyes, like your eyelids were red and inflamed. That was a symptom that doctors were reporting anecdotally. And people having red inflamed toes, COVID toes is kind of, that's the name it got. COVID tongue was another one, which was an inflamed tongue. So apparently the vaccines can give you those reactions as well, but according to this new report in the Academy of Dermatology, those are temporary, and usually within 7 to 10 days, they have completely cleared up on their own. So they said none of it is life-threatening, none of these reactions are anything that you really need to worry about. So that is good news. On some bad news, another new study published this week in the Lancet Psychiatry Journal, one-third of COVID-19 patients experience psychological or neurological diagnoses over 6 months. So they have longer-term mental health and neurological symptoms within 6 months of their infection. And the most common diagnosis was anxiety. That was found in 17% of those treated for COVID-19, followed by mood disorders, which was 14% of those patients had that. And so the rate increased progressively as the severity of the illness increased. So if you had a really, really bad case of COVID, you're more likely to have these neurological and psychological after effects. And so right now, it's only been kind of an average of 6 months they've been studying this. And so this new report published this week kind of shedding a little bit more light on the long-term effects. And I know people have reported long-term brain fog and some mood disorders.
Well, there's a link that came out yesterday between the vaccine and some blood clots. It's not something that happens a lot, but there is a reaction apparently using AstraZeneca's vaccine. So that may be why it's taking so well, one of the reasons it's taking so long to be here, and maybe we don't need it. Maybe just the things that we have now are enough tools to get it done if they don't screw up, you know, another batch. Like, what was it, 15 million of the Moderna?
No, 15 million Johnson & Johnson. And that one thing that we didn't really talk about here when we reported on that story, the important thing is if you've already gotten a J&J shot, you're not at risk for anything because the doses that went out the door and into people's arms were fine. The doses that got mixed up, part of the stopgap, it never went anywhere, and it never got out of the building. So that's something a lot of people, my sister-in-law got a J&J vaccine, my friend's husband got one, and so both of them were kind of concerned about that. But if it's already in your arm, you're good.
I see the carnival folks are not happy because of some of the things that are being required by the CDC, so they are canceling or at least threatening to move their ships out of all the U.S. ports from now until the 30th of June. So if you've made plans to go on a Carnival cruise, when are they running them now? Or are they just, they have 14 different ports that they
use
here in America.
Carnival hasn't started yet, I don't think, with the larger ships. I think the the ones that we've heard that are okay to go are the smaller ones, like river cruises. And I don't know that the larger... Now, Jen is a major stockholder in Carnival, so Jen can probably tell us.
Got $500 in it. I don't think they're doing cruises quite yet. I don't know. I haven't checked, to be real honest. I haven't even checked to see what my stock is.
Well, there's a lot of contradiction here, it looks like, once again from the CDC, as to what originally they thought. They told the cruise lines they could do this, 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 and this, and be okay. So Carnival did this, 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 and this, and now the CDC says, well, now you need to do this, 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 and this.
But isn't that what all businesses have been told? I mean, that's the thing. It's like there's
do this, this,
moving,
this, and this, and then
there's a constant moving goalpost. I can tell you horror stories about restaurants on a larger scale. It'll be the cruise ships.
All right, so here's what I did, was nose around to see what there is. I don't know whether this is... whether this is CDC stuff. If you're wondering what you can do and what you're not going to have to do if you're fully vaccinated, after 2 weeks, according to the latest stuff, you don't have to wear a mask around other fully vaccinated people. I don't know. You go around the room and say, hey, have you got your shots, and how long has it been?
I think in your family's house, if everyone's been vaccinated, you can not wear a mask.
Right. So,
which
like we're having, when I go out to L.A., next week, Brendan, well, they've all said, okay, we have a picnic, we don't have to worry about masks, yada, yada. This will be the first time I've seen in person my children and my grandson for over a year. They're not going to be wearing a mask. You don't need to wear a mask around small groups of unvaccinated, low-risk people, according to the CDC, but you do still need to wear one in public. So one wonders what that is about. I'm looking at, these basically are recommendations from Dr. Thomas Russo, who's chief of infectious diseases at the University of Buffalo. He's gone through all of the rules, and he thinks this is the way to handle whatever it is, you know, that happens after you get your shots. You don't automatically need to quarantine after being exposed to COVID-19 anymore. I don't think many people did that anyway. Some people did, but a lot of people didn't. Well, they didn't know if you were exposed. If you want to travel, it's okay. It's not, if it's not necessary, maybe you shouldn't. And then the business about washing your hands. See, I think this is the most important thing. The business about sanitizing your hands. What has, and I think we touched on this yesterday, didn't we? The idea that you're actually, and I think this started with Jack Stockwell talking about it, but I think we carried on after he was on the program. Once you're fully vaccinated, you don't really need to. And then there's the review that suggests that probably it wasn't necessary or may not have even been good for you to be forced into having this stuff sprayed on your hand to kill all the bacteria.
Well,
let's
clarify. Hand washing is good still recommended.
The sanitizer.
Yeah, the hand sanitizer. Yeah,
sanitizer
is
bad.
Stuff. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Stick with soap and water.
And you're right. Jack has said that from the very beginning, because you need that natural
immunity. And now the CDC says it. So, these guys. Tough. It's tough. Listen, this is a tough thing. But there's so many contradictions.
Just keep washing your hands. That's the
crazy.
Best thing.
Yep. All right, some television news coming up in a matter of moments here in the breakthrough department. The people who have been on since this all started, the Navage treatment program, are doing so much better, it looks like. There's a lot of research that's been done by the folks in Navage. Now, of course, doing it, they're going to try to make their product look good, and it does. And listen to Victoria and other people that use it. Jennifer has used it. It is something that is so beneficial because it's so important to start the day. And this is why this has sort of universality to it, because it isn't just about now and the COVID. It's about all of the things. We were just talking, was it on the air or off the air, about the pollen. There's a lot of pollen in the air now that everything's starting to bud and bloom and come out. I went around the farm yesterday to check some of the trees that I planted last year, and I just planted a bunch of more trees around. And the buds are just, you know, there's little, you look at it closely and you see those little things that are beginning to pop out. And it's very cool. It's kind of exciting. It's very, I love the spring. This is all this stuff starting to grow. But with that comes, I don't know if danger, but it comes, there's an uncomfortable sense around all of us because you're breathing this stuff. And if you have a lot of mucus that dried up overnight in your nose, that stuff's going to stick there. So clean it out. It's so easy, thanks to Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. So don't use the messy neti pots and all that other stuff. That's what Victoria says all the time. Make
it
sure.
It is. It's a mess. Navage is the best.
All right. Backed by a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction, you buy them online at Navage.com. So go there. Check out what they're offering. That's N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Work like a Hollywood studio. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I've had an opportunity to host a couple reality TV shows over the past few years. And one of the things that most impresses me about Hollywood is the work ethic of production companies. On a Hollywood set, if something goes wrong, people don't spend a whole lot of time talking about how it shouldn't have gone wrong. Instead, because of time constraints on filming, they just start plugging away at a solution. It's awesome to watch a bunch of people working in unison to solve a problem. What a great model for the rest of us. When things go wrong in your organization, or your family, or social group, instead of spending a whole lot of time talking about why things went wrong, try focusing solely on a solution. After all, we cannot change the past, but the future is ours to create. For motivation for your work ethic, visit drchristianconti.com.
All right, 48 after the hour on the DJV program. George Siegel's final episode of the Goldbergs airs tonight. If you have some tissue standing by, that'd probably be good.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a tearjerker.
Oh, yeah. So it's on, let's see, ABC tonight. He died, 2 weeks ago? How long ago has he passed away?
About a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah, right. He was the father of Beverly Goldberg on the show. He was the sage old-timer, gave advice, partner in crime to his grandchildren. It's kind of like what I do with Miles. I started a lot of trouble last night with Miles.
Uh-oh.
And he, you
know. What'd you do?
He was eating an Easter egg that left over, from the Easter basket. And I said, do you understand, because he's got fascinated with dinosaurs. I said, do you know the difference between that egg that you're eating and a dinosaur egg? And then he got very curious because he wants to know all about dinosaurs. And so I said, if you look inside a dinosaur egg, you'd find a chocolate egg just like the one you're eating. And he looked at his mother. He rolls his eyes back when he knows I'm yanking his chain. And so that was my Easter egg hunt story for him. 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's 53 after the hour. Tech Talk time, the daily focus on technology, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan. Doug Steffen here with a trade-in program that used to be pretty popular, went away, now is back again. We'll tell you the story, or more specifically, Victoria has the story right after this. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret to Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com. All right, what is this trade-in with the Gazelle? How does this work? Victoria?
Well, Gazelle might sound familiar to people because for over the last, 8 to 10 years, Gazelle was kind of the only company that would buy your old cell phones that didn't work anymore, or your old iPads, or your Samsung, whatever your Android devices were. So it was a really easy system. You would, go online, fill out the form, tell them about whatever your device is. They would send you a prepackaged box. You pop it in, they inspect it, and then they give you cash for it. So it was a great deal. And it was a really good business model. And then carriers started taking back their old phones themselves, kind of put Gazelle out of business. They really didn't have an edge to the market anymore. So the company actually went out of business. They said that as of February 1st of this year, that was going to be it. Well, other companies stopped taking old phones, and now there's a hole in the marketplace again. So Gazelle announced yesterday they're back. And so new offers have started being accepted again as of April 5th this week. And so all you have to do is, it's the same old, same old. If you've got some old devices, they take pretty much everything. And I've used Gazelle numerous times. And so you can, it's great to, if you have some old stuff lying around, even if it doesn't work anymore, they will take everything for the parts. And so I actually have an old iPad that it works, but it's not up to, it's not up to date, and it doesn't work as quickly as I need it to work. It doesn't work as well as my new one. So I'm happy that Gazelle is back, because I will be shipping the iPad out to Gazelle again.
And what will you get for it?
Maybe $25, maybe $50. Just depends on how old the device is.
Somebody can use it, though. You're recycling it, not throwing it away.
Exactly.
Which is the important thing from my perspective. Instead of throwing stuff away like that, you put it to use, and somehow I hate throwing anything away. Awful.
Yep.
The new audio chat rooms like Clubhouse in the focus now, growing in popularity. Let's find out why.
The Geek Out.
The sudden popularity of live audio-only chat rooms that started with the app Clubhouse kind of feels like a fad, but it's also a thing not equally available to everybody. Clubhouse remains only available for iPhone and unlikely to arrive for Android until this summer. Meanwhile, Twitter has launched a limited access to Spaces, their version of the same idea, but not only is starting a space session limited to a select group of users, the general public can only join and participate in these sessions in the mobile app and can't do it in the browser version. A version of this same concept has also been launched inside the gaming chat platform Discord, and of course, Spotify and Facebook will soon arrive with their versions. We've tweeted more details over at The Geek Out.
Are you ready to start investing but aren't sure how? Go for the gains you deserve safely with this free special report from Wall Street trader and financial expert Jared Dillian. Claim your free copy at jaredradio.com. That's jaredradio.com.
All right, what's signal testing now? And let's explain a little about what Signal is.
So Signal is an app, probably the most well-known app that does this is called Venmo. So Venmo and Signal, what they do is they allow you to send money to friends, family members, whomever. You can pay for goods and services over Venmo or Signal. And so now Signal's announced that they're doing a new pilot program that will allow you to pay for goods and services or just send money to friends using cryptocurrency. So right now, crypto is more and more pop. It gets more and more popular every day, but it's not that easy to use. And so some online marketplaces will take crypto. You can buy a Tesla with crypto. You can spend.
Really?
You can buy things online on Overstock.com with crypto. But it's not easy to send crypto to another person. That's what the pilot program is for Signal now.
Good. That sounds very interesting, Victoria. Good news. Thank you. There's the update on technology, courtesy of Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.